What verse are we reading from? 18:33. Okay. Nice to be back in the peaceful part of the Balkans. I think I must have been watching and thinking about Yugoslavia every day for the last 3 weeks or so. Somehow center of the world's attention these days. So, we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder, Acharya, of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and the 32nd in the line of the Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, going back thousands of years, you can say, 5,000 years, to Lord Krishna. Well, yeah. It's important that we receive knowledge through the disciplic succession, because anything that we discuss amongst ourselves or that we disseminate to others, there's always a tendency to lose the meaning, just like things happen. I was in Sharanagati, a farm that we have in Canada, and so I spent one day there. It's 1,700 acres of land in a very beautiful part of Canada, and there are about 100 devotees living there. Everybody has their own house. They don't have electricity, although they use different things to power whatever they need to power. So anyway, they heard that I might like to spend some time there. So after leaving there, I got a message that I was coming there and I was bringing, 10 disciples, and I was going to live there. And I don't know where that rumor came from. But it's just another example of how anything can, due to lack of proper communication, anything can get changed and improperly interpreted, taken out of context. So therefore, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, or in other words, Krishna's instructions to us, how we can achieve perfection in our lives, this knowledge has to be handled very, very carefully. And the system of disciplic succession is given a lot of importance. It's not taken lightly. So much so that even in the scriptures it is said, Sampradaya Vihinas ye mantras te nishphala. Nishphal, phal means fruit. Nishphala mata. Any knowledge that is not received in disciplic succession carefully, it won't act. It has no fruit. There's no benefit to it. So, that's why this we say Bhagavad Gita as it is, although there may be many editions of Bhagavad Gita. But this Bhagavad Gita, or perhaps other Bhagavad Gitas by other bona fide members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, are the only authorized. You're not getting Bhagavad Gita. You're getting Bhagavad Gita as somebody else thinks it is, or as someone else's opinion is. But this is as it is, as Krishna spoke it through his pure devotees. So this chapter is entitled Perfection of Renunciation, the 18th chapter. And first of all, the essential instructions of Bhagavad Gita are discussed in the first 10 chapters. Sarvam etam ritadmanye. Arjuna accepts Krishna and everything that he says by the 10th chapter. Then after that, some more details are given as to the process. For example, in the 12th chapter, devotional service is described. It is confirmed again that devotional service is the most effective, the most expedient way, the best process by which we can achieve God's grace. We can achieve love of God. So that is, and Krishna categorically, Krishna very specifically says that those who follow the impersonal path, they klesho dikataras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam, that they experience difficulty. It's not possible for them to achieve perfection, and Krishna doesn't recommend the impersonal path. So the Bhagavad Gita is very clear. Then divine and demoniac nature. How do we recognize someone who is a non-devotee? It's important that we try to associate with people. We preach. First of all, we try to associate with people who are devotees, and then we try to preach to people who are potentially devotees, who are innocent, who are, in other words, people would constantly ask me why I was going off to the former Yugoslavia, everywhere I went, in New York, in Vancouver, in London. They were worried that people don't know about Slovenia or Croatia. So I got tired of answering. So I would say, well, I've been asked to go and speak to Mr. Milosevic and to get him to chant Hare Krishna and maybe take up brahmachari life or something. But in actuality, I probably wouldn't have much success there, because he has many of the characteristics of a demoniac person. And such persons, it's like pouring ghee on ashes. You're not going to get a fire by doing svaha to ashes. So divine and demoniac nature, etc. Now, this 18th chapter, Perfection of Renunciation, again, it's very, very important, because it's a subject which Rupa Goswami discusses in some detail, and it's a subject that all of us are very concerned about how to live in this world, how to fulfill our needs, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and yet at the same time remain free from attachment and develop renunciation so that we can go back to Godhead at the time of death. Bhajan koro, sadhan koro, murti janle hoy. Really, the test is at the time of death. You can say anything or do anything or concoct anything or fool yourself or anything. Or you can be a very good devotee and follow strictly. At the time of death, if your mind is fixed on Krishna, then you'll go to Krishna. And if your mind is attached to the material world, then you'll have to try again. So, and that's also okay if you accept the conditions, but Kali Yuga is getting worse day by day. So, that was a long introduction to the verse, but we'll read this, the Sanskrit. Text number 33. Dritya yaya dharayate. Dritya yaya dharayate. Manaha pranindriya kriyaha. Mana pranindriya kriyaha. Yogena vyabhicharinya. Yogena vyabhicharinya. Dhritihi sa partha satviki. Dhriti sa partha satviki. Dhritya yaya dharayate. Mana pranindriya kriya. Yogena vyavicharinya. Dhriti sa partha satviki. Dhritya. Determination. Yaya. By which? Dharayate. One sustains. Manaha, of the mind, prana, life, indriya, and senses, kriyaha, the activities, yogena, my yoga practice, of yavicharinya, without any break, dhritihi, determination, sa, that, partha, O son of Pritha, satviki, in the mode of goodness. Translation, O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness, responsibly. O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness. Purport. Yoga is a means to understand the Supreme Soul. One who is steadily fixed in the Supreme Soul with determination, concentrating one's mind, life, and sensory activities on the Supreme, engages in Krishna consciousness. That sort of determination is in the mode of goodness. The word avyabhicharinya is very significant, for it indicates that persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness are never deviated by any other activity. Recently, one devotee sent me a letter wherein he quoted a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and one of my godbrothers, whose name is Chandan Acharya. So, it's a very nice, well, depends on how you look at it. But it's a very nice conversation because Srila Prabhupada, the devotee is asking Srila Prabhupada about the principles of bhakti yoga, the rules and regulations, etc. We know that Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, tasmat tvam indriyanyadav niyamya bhartarshava papmanam prajahi enam jnana vijnana nashanam. O Arjuna, in the very beginning, slay this, or defeat this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization, lust, by regulation. Indriyani adau, in the very beginning, niyamya. Niyam means rules and regulations. And when we, of course, there are no rules and regulations if one wants to casually chant Hare Krishna, but if one wants to become serious and make good advancement, then one has to commit oneself by the process of diksha, initiation. So one is trained, one is informed, one is encouraged to read Srila Prabhupada's books and learn all of the things that are expected of a disciple. There's nothing ambiguous. There's no hidden agenda that they tell you after initiation. Oh, by the way, here's a list of things we didn't tell you about them, but you have to follow this too. It's everybody knows right from the beginning, and everyone is even trained in the process, and even one has to achieve a certain level of regulation in following the principles and rules and regulations, etc. And then at the time of initiation, one takes a vow. One takes a vrata, dhrida vrata, a serious vow in front of the spiritual master, in front of the deities, in front of all the Vaishnavas, in front of the sacred fire, in front of all the devatas and the Supreme Lord. So it's a significant vow. So, as was happening even in those early days, as it does happen now, devotees sometimes fall from the path and give up their vows. So Srila Prabhupada was commenting to Chandanacharya. Chandanacharya was asking and Prabhupada was replying that this is the mentality of a dog. Now, one thing is, try to understand that Srila Prabhupada was a very, very special person. His qualities were so endearing. Endearing means that one was attracted to him. He was very much our father, our friend, our guide, our master. And we had a very strong sense that he loved us. And whenever he would chastise us, nobody took it as an insult. But in fact, we took it that we had been blessed, or we felt ashamed, but we knew it was at the end of the day, as they say, we knew it was for our good. So when Prabhupada would call us a dog, well, actually what he was saying was right. Also, that happens to be part of it. If you take a vow after so much training, you can't say later on, I didn't know. What does that speak about your character? It means there's something deficient there. And sometimes, if one cannot learn by Shastra, he has to learn by Shastra, or by some kind of punishment, or some kind of chastisement. Sometimes we need a good spanking. You know, sometimes our father takes us on his knee and, you know, gives us a good, I'm trying to get a sound there, a loud sound. We need a good spanking. Not that the father hates us, but he actually wants us to turn out good. He knows that the world is like this, and he wants us to have good qualities. So, then, Chandanacharya was asking that how can one get the determination to follow? Because, although I did know, and although I did practice, but maybe that was only for 6 months. Or in those days, it was only for sometimes a few weeks. So afterwards, I remember myself, after getting initiation, after about a year or two of being super enthusiastic, going to set the world on fire, convert everyone. Then after about 2-3 years, I began to think, boy, am I going to have to live like this all my life? It settled in on me that this was a lifetime of simplicity and purity and austerity. So, Chandanacharya was asking, how does one get the determination to persevere, to continue? And Prabhupada said that you, by austerity, by simplicity, you will get the determination. Austerity is the wealth. It's the wealth of the Brahmin class of men. And austerity for the purpose of attaining Krishna consciousness is definitely in the mode of goodness. Yat tad agre vishamiva. In the beginning, austerity may be hard because it's foreign to our inclination, to our tendency. We have come here in this material world, icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. We've come here to enjoy everyone. We left the spiritual world because we wanted. We all have the same pattern is there for everybody. So to go against this tendency and reform ourselves so that we can go back to the eternal spiritual world. We made a bad business deal. We made a bad arrangement, a mistake. The benefits of the material world, you get to think that you're the enjoyer. You get to think that you're the doer. Sometimes you get to exploit other people and use them for your sense gratification. Sometimes you're used by other people. But you get to be under illusion for some time. So there's some benefit there. But the downside, the negative side, is so much greater that it was a bad mistake. It was a bad deal. We didn't read the fine print, you know. Sometimes in a contract, you know, everything looks very nice. But if you look at the really, you know, the 8-point type, you know, the fine print, which says that, you know, if you don't finish the deal in 3 weeks, you lose all your money plus everything. You don't read that fine print. We didn't realize that we have to get old, diseased, and die. We didn't realize that sometimes we may enjoy, but sometimes we'll have to pay a price for all our sinful reactions. And we'll forget everything. We'll forget our past life, and we may not stay in the human form of life. Mrityu sansara vartmani. And then it's hellish. So a little austerity, visha, it may be poison in the beginning, agre in the beginning. But pariname mritopamam, amrit, mritopamam, amrit. In the end, it is like nectar. Tatsukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasada jam. It's happiness in the mode of goodness. Happiness which is, you cultivate that happiness. Just like in India we have Karela. You know what is Karela? I think you call it bitter lemon, bitter melon. You don't know what is Karela? Huh? What do you call it here, Karela? Huh? Oh, you can't get it here. Okay. Prabhupada used to carry it all over the world wherever he would travel to make his shukta. It's called bitter melon. It's a very bitter type of vegetable. But you develop a taste for it. And it actually can be, when it's fried especially, it can be very, very tasty and nicely spiced and etc. And there are other things like that, so many things in this world, that in the beginning they may be bitter, but if you cultivate a taste, you get used to it. So similarly, devotional service is a happy life. And it's in the mode of goodness. But it takes a little bit of cultivation. And therefore, you have to have the vision, that this is where you want to go. This is what you want to achieve in your life. You want to be a devotee. And then you fix yourself. You lock on. You know, like these F-16 jet fighters, you know, they lock on to their target. They laser beam the target and then they lock on and then the missile goes right to its target. It doesn't move this way or that way. You have to lock on to being a devotee of Krishna, and you have to be determined. Utsahan nischaya daryat. Enthusiastic, determined, and patient. Ahoituki apratyata yayatma supersedati. This type of devotional service is the devotional service which will yield happiness quickly, which will lead you to advancement in devotional service. It is apratyata. You're so determined that there's no interruption. When difficulties take place, when your mind attacks you, there are so many physical, emotional, mental, intellectual, so many levels on which Maya can attack. Somebody should make a movie about, well, that's what Steven Spielberg tries to do, you know, in his Star Wars, or who is it? George Lucas, you know, he has all these, the dark side of the Force and the light side of the Force. He has no idea how tricky Maya is. He has no idea. Maya can enter in so many ways. But a devotee who is trained in devotional life, in austerity, simplicity, abhyasena tu konteya, vairagyena cha griyate, it's possible to achieve perfection if you practice properly, if you're trained properly. You need good training, proper training, and you need to live simply. And then you can develop that determination that will save you every time. You'll be attacked, and sometimes you might get weak, but Krishna will help you, and you'll regain your strength, and you'll go on, and you'll achieve perfection. But that's the price you have to pay. For Krishna consciousness. It's not a big price. The alternative is it's so, you know, negative. Okay, I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. I'm sorry, I was speaking about? Yes. Well, simple living means to reduce your material needs, to regulate your life so that taking care of your body doesn't occupy all your time. Eat simple food offered to Krishna, have a daily schedule which you follow, these kind of things. That means living simply. You may have a very powerful mind, and you can apply that to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. You can go deep and deep. That is no problem. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.